May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, and my redeemer. Well, I'm glad to be home. I haven't been here. I miss being here. No matter how good it is somewhere else, I miss being here. And I'm very grateful that I have this place to come home to. This is from John chapter 1, verse 29. It says, the next day he, John the Baptist, saw Jesus coming to him and said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is he on whom behalf I said, after me comes a man who has a higher rank than I, who existed before me. And I did not recognize him, but in order that he might be manifest to Israel, I came baptizing in water. And John bore witness, saying, I have beheld the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him. I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, he upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. We've established this theology called kenosis, part of the ancient theology of the church. And that is that Jesus, though God, very God, nothing less than 100% God, was also 100% man. And the life that he lived on the earth, he lived as a man. He entered himself of his right to live as God, to act out as God, though he could have at any moment. That was his surrender. And everything he did as a Spirit-filled man. That's why it says in John chapter 14, verse 10, there was a Father who did the works through him. Says that again in Acts chapter 2, verse 22. And what we're shooting for in our lives as Christians is not just for the Holy Spirit to come and visit us. I thank God for special visitations, and charismatics all have testimony of that time in their life when they were, quote, baptized in the Spirit, or the Holy Spirit came on them. But what we're after is the Holy Spirit not just to come on us, but to remain on us. And the testimony of Jesus in John chapter 1 as man is the Holy Spirit didn't just come upon him in his Spirit baptism, but he also remained on him. And so when I see that, I go, okay, there's something, Lord, you want to say to me. Because to be Christ-like means that I'm somehow able to carry the dove in a remaining way like Jesus did. And I think here's the issue. Here's that little insight that God wants us to see. Before John says that Jesus came, that the Holy Spirit came like a dove and remained on him, the first thing he declared, though, is, behold, the Lamb of God. If you're going to know the rule of a dove, the dove only remains and rules where you can find the heart of a lamb. The Holy Spirit is in the form of a dove here. And doves are very sensitive animals and easily frightened off. But where the Holy Spirit can find a heart so surrendered to Jesus as Jesus was surrendered to the Father, then that's a place where the heart of the lamb and the dove feels comfortable remaining. There's a place in Matthew chapter 1, there are ones in it, chapter 11, a couple of them. Chapter 11, verse 28. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Jesus said, as the Son of Man, I didn't just come to die for you. I came and lived for you. So to show you, as second Adam, how the sons of Adam were intended to live. We were called to live as people who don't just get touched by the Spirit, but to be a people with whom the Spirit can remain. We can live a consistent, Spirit-filled life. He says, learn from me. Then he goes, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I've never met anybody. Stress is the number one popular word in America, maybe the rest of the world too. And I've never met anybody who, as a person, man or woman, dealt with the burden that Jesus dealt with as the Son of Man on a daily basis. The pressures on him, the future that he knew he was facing, was enormous. The people who pulled on him. Now, we can't use our excuse by saying, yeah, but he was Jesus. You're called to be Christ-like. He carried that as the Son of Man, not as deity. And he says, my yoke, his yoke, was easy. His burden was light, astounding. But it was because Jesus was so utterly and profoundly yielded to the will of his Father. But the stress was able to rest on the Father's broad shoulders, who lived in him by the Holy Spirit, and not his. Didn't mean he didn't have those moments of agonizing. Lord, make this cup pass from me. But in the end, the heart of the Lamb won out. Not my will, O God, but your will be done. And it's that disposition is at the heart of the Lamb. And it's there that a dove feels comfortable remaining. Old Testament prophetic word about Jesus is Psalm chapter 40, verse 8. And where the Messiah would say, I delight to do thy will, O my God. There's a big difference between doing his will, because you have no choice, and so you say yes, but complain about it the whole time. But if you go back and you read Philippians chapter 2, he says something very strong about being lights in the world. And if you're going to be a light in the world, you can't have a life of murmuring and complaining. A dove doesn't remain on an angry heart. A dove doesn't remain on a heart that murmurs and complains. A dove remains on a heart that, even in the fighting the good fight, stays in a place and says, Lord, I don't understand it all. I don't get it all. I don't know how it's all going to work out, but I delight to do your will, O my God. There's a difference between I'll do your will, Lord, but I don't like it, and I delight to do your will, O my God. I've had many people over the years talk to me who bailed out of marriages or other things. They said, well, I tried, but it just didn't work. I said, no, you didn't really try. That's the problem, is you tried and you gritted your teeth the whole time you were doing it. You stayed in the marriage. There's no grace there. There's no dove that will stay there. What you needed was the Holy Spirit's power manifesting in your life. But you never came to the place where you said, Lord, I delight to do your will. It may not feel good. I may not understand it all, but I delight in your will. A heart, yes. That's the heart of a lamb. The language of Mother Teresa, we have to come to a place where we take what it gives and we give what he takes with joy in our heart. That's a lamb. So if you want to know the secret, it's a really deep one, for the Holy Spirit to remain on you so that your life in the small and the mundane and in the remarkable and the big is supernatural, take what he gives, give what he takes, moment by moment, with joy in your heart. Then the dove is with you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.